Coach, what's the big reason for you think the quick start of 3-0?
Well, I think number one, coming in the team, how close could this team get in a short time, through the off season, to really get to the details of our spot. So that part, I think, is happening, in terms of the closeness, the communication that has to happen on both sides. We got a long way to go to play as good as we're going to play, but I think at this point, I'm feeling the toughness and the effort and the energy that I'd hoped for. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and just trying to work each day to see if we can get better,
Coach, what have you seen from Vic Beasley so far? I know a lot of people around the league have talked about him having success early as well. What have you seen from him?
I think number one is probably the quickness off the ball. He can really jump, the snap, and I think it's can he beat a guy to the punch? I think he's playing better in the run game because he's a stronger man than you would think. He's not a 270-pound guy, but he's got real strength, especially like in his lower body where he can come out of his hips and anchor. So that part I've been really pleased with, and I think just beating him to the punch, in the pass rush, he can really jump it.
Coach, can you talk about Kyle Shanahan and the positives he's brought to the offense right now?
Sure, yeah, lots of them. I think, like, from my experience of going against Kyle, and I know you guys know him too, he's really able to adapt to the personnel. He can really attack, three-level routes, the keepers, the run game, the drop back that goes with it, the run action and then the pass, action that comes off of those. I think those are the things from a defensive side. It's like, man, there's some challenging stuff for you. And then how to, feature a guy like Julio. And I know you guys had it, from Andre during your time there. I just think he has a real knack of how to position the guys to feature them at their best. And then the last part is, from him wanting to run it and being aggressive, I think that helps close the toughness on our team. And so I think those are kind of a couple things.
And do you think that's taken the pressure off of Matt Ryan to not do it all by himself, but to, work within the system and exploit those weapons that he has?
I think one of the things, you could see how hard those two guys worked at it this offseason, talking about Matt and Kyle together, just putting the whole package together. And I think in a good way, Matt challenges Kyle, too, yeah, that's a good one, and we can do this off of that, So, he has the upper-level thinking that you love from quarterbacks, and they just both like attacking. They want to stay aggressive. So I think those two guys have had a good partnership as well.
You got a wide receiver that's off to a pretty historical start. What has made Julio so good so early?
I think number one, I think it's probably a combination of two things, but I'll fill you in a little bit. Going against him for years, you had a sense of how good he was. And then I think the competitor, how hard he wants to work, the teammate that he wants to be, I think those are the two things that, set him apart as a unique guy. He's got this special talent and then this ability to stay locked in for, long periods of time where he just doesn't lose focus. And I think those are the things that, stand out to me as much as anything. He loves to battle. He loves to compete. That's at practice and OTAs, if he's getting, on the field, he's going for it. So I think it's probably a combination of the super talented stuff combined with the rock-solid focus that he has.
You keep a healthy rotation of defensive linemen going in there. Is that what's helped you contribute early with the speed of the game and how fast this defense flies around?
I think, and also it's a little bit of a product of, just like where you guys play some no-huddle as well. Some games, call for more of that, and we just want to make sure we have enough rushers to know how to feature them and play the whole way. And when those opportunities come where it's 2 minute, at the end and it's right there for us, we'd love to have some guys who have some real juice to go have a chance to finish. So we want to feature, the guys that are active in the best way that we can and just continue to play aggressive. We got a long way to go in terms of the tackling and the finish that we're looking for, but I love the attitude and the toughness of the guys.
Now, you played with some very talented DBs out there in Seattle, but Desmond Trufant, what have you seen from him with the time you've had around him?
I think I got some history just with the family. I helped, got a chance to know him when he was young through his older brother who played, during our time at Seattle, Marcus. And I think the thing that stands out with Des, man, he can really stay on top. He can run. And outside, when you have to face some of the guys that we have to, man, that speed shows up. He worked really hard on his ball skills in the off season to improve, those opportunities when they come his way where he can come down with them. I think just him and Marquand Manuel, those two guys together, they've really just ironed out his technique for him to play at his best. So he's been quiet in terms of the interceptions, but he's really had a solid start for us.
Coach, besides J.J. Watt, is anybody on the defensive side for the Texans that is really catching your eye and like what they've done through the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, there's a bunch, and I'll fill you in just a little bit. Like, when you see Vince played, I was in the division with him for a few years when I was at Miami and New York. Tons of respect for him. When you see Merciless outside, I've got always loved Cushing's game in terms of how he plays. Coming in, we liked McKinney, as a linebacker, and Clowney, from the edge stuff. And then I thought at corner, they're able to lock up, they're able to play man-to-man and play really like any scheme that Rack would like. So, their defense, I love the style, the attitude, the effort that they're playing with. I think they play with real toughness. It's not a surprise with Rack and Vrabel and some of the guys, that I know, preach that. So I'm not surprised to see that on the tape.
Hey, Dan, your thoughts on two of the better young receivers in the game, and Julio and DeAndre Hopkins, kind of both these guys are coming into their own.
Yeah, and I think once you see, when guys are right in the middle of it, you really see it to say, and especially with Hop, it's like we had my time in Seattle, we played there, we knew how good he was, and then you just keep seeing guys develop and get going. And then for me, having a chance to connect here with Julio, I already knew he was really talented, but I think what I didn't have the appreciation for was the type of competitor that he is. And so I'm sure Hop is in the same way, but those are the things that really stand out. Like when the talent is meeting the mindset and the attitude, I think that's when some of the really unique and cool stuff happens.
Dan, in terms of skill sets, do you see some similarities or differences? What kind of your basic report on these guys would you have?
Can you rephrase that? I wasn't quite following.
In terms of similarities, do you see some parallels, and if so, any specifics?
With Hopkins and Julio?
And Jones, yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have a comparison at that point right now. What I can tell you is that I love the length of Hopkins. I think wherever it is, he can go aggressively catch it. And I feel the speed for sure coming off the line. But not necessarily, I don't want to do a comparison, but I can tell you that he's a handful with the length and the speed, all the different styles of catches that he makes. It's back shoulder, it's down low, he can go up and get it. So those are the things that probably jump out to me the most. I thought he just, makes all the ones that you would ask a receiver to make, the hard ones that he doesn't make look as hard.
Dan, we always ask guys in your position this question every week. When you watch J.J. Watt on tape, what do you think?
Well, I think I have just real respect for him as a competitor, and I like how they try to feature him in terms of you can see, and I don't know if it depending on the game, he could be anywhere from a, outside a tight end to, all the way down over a nose tackle, and then, oh, by the way, go help out on offense and, down on the goal line. So I think probably what stands out to me the most is, the energy and toughness that he plays with. I love that about his game, the speed, the effort, the toughness. It's all the things I love about really hard-nosed defensive ball.
What about the fact that his ability to disrupt your passing game, the way he seems to get his hands on balls or get very close, even if he's not anywhere near the quarterback?
Yeah, I know. I think it's a real trait that he you have to consciously think about, and now that it's already part of his game. We had a long discussion about that a couple years back. I remember talking, why don't we do that more? Why do some guys just have more of a knack to bat passes down? I think it's just a real consciousness for just like why do some guys have a bigger conscience to get rips on the ball when they're tackling. So I think he's a really got his whole game together and lined up like he likes. So I think the biggest thing is we got lots of respect for his effort and his toughness. I think that's where his game starts with.
Anything that you saw from Ryan Mount that really stood out from you jumping from week two to week three that ultimately put together a good game for him in game three?
Yeah, I think really it was the whole team, in terms of the effort and the toughness in the run game. And then when you see Mal throw, I think one of the things that jumps out man, he's got a really live arm, where it can get out of his hand fast. He's got real zip on the ball. Those are the things that make it challenging where it's he's open, ball's there, he knows right where to go with it. And I think that quick decision-making process is what challenges defenses so often where, okay, he knows right where to go with in this coverage. I want to go here, or here on this route. I want to make sure I go there, and I think he has the arm strength to deliver it.
Does anything change for you if Arian Foster is able to play for the Texans, or you prepare the same way?
We'll prepare the same, but I do think you have to have special, understanding of the unique stuff that he brings. He's such a good cutback runner where he can bring it all the way back. We've seen it time again where all the way back behind a defensive end where the run's starting to the right and it comes all the way back to the left. So those are the things that's hard to simulate in practice, and you have to show a lot on the video to show, like, this is live. And it's certainly part of his game and what he does. I think he's a really good catcher out of the backfield. So those are the things that probably stand out to me the most, is his uniqueness to bring the ball back when, you know, a front side of a play got jammed up. And then all of a sudden, by the way, here's another, you know, 20-yard gain just because he was able to cut it all the way back.
You touched on his ability to catch the ball. How critical is that to their offense, and how tough is it for the defense when you got a guy who can do so many things like that?
I think it is tough. Now you're getting into where some backs are really, really featured in the run game, and some backs are really featured as pass guys. So you have a way to kind of plan for that. So when you have both and everything's live all the time, that's when some of the real challenges, you know, come up, and he certainly is one for us.
You took a cornerback in Jalen Collins out of LSU that fit your mold out there in Seattle. And evaluating the cornerbacks in this draft, did y'all spend a lot of time looking at Kevin Johnson? And if so, what did you see out of him coming from Wake Forest?
We certainly did. In fact, had a chance to visit with Kevin. And I think, like, he competes in the way that I love about ball. And that came off, like, so clear on tape at Wake. And then when we had a chance to connect and visit with him, it came through again, like, you just had a sense, like, this guy's going to do some pretty cool things based on his mindset alone. Like, he was not going to be denied. And that part of his game, you know, I knew right off the bat. I thought he had good ball skills and could go get it. But I think it was his ability to challenge, you know, playing outside, like, I'm ready to go and battle for it again. I think the more corners that have that mindset, knowing that you're going to be tested against guys like Hopkins and guys like Julio, and you're ready for the challenge and go line up and do it again, those are the guys that generally play really well.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You too.
Yeah.